John, chapter 5. After these things there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered. And a certain man was there, who had been 38 years in his infirmity. When Jesus saw him lying, and knew that he had been sick now a long time, he says to him, "Do you want to be made whole?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus says to him, "Arise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. So the Jews said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "He who made me whole, the same said to me, 'Take up your bed, and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed, and walk?'" But he who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in the place. After these things Jesus finds him in the temple, and said to him, "Look, you are made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing befall you." The man went away, and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him whole. And for this cause the Jews persecuted Jesus, because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father works even until now, and I work." For this cause therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father doing, for whatever things he does, these the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that himself does, and greater works than these he will show him, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he will. For neither does the Father judge any man, but he has given all judgment to the Son. That all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word, and believes him who sent me, has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour comes, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself. And he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is Son of Man. Don't marvel at this, for the hour comes, in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice. And will come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life, and those who have participated in evil, to the resurrection of judgment. I can of myself do nothing, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I don't seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. It is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. But the witness which I receive is not from man, nevertheless I say these things, that you may live. He was the lamp that burns and shines, and you were willing to rejoice for a season in his light. But the witness which I have is greater than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. And you do not have his word staying in you, for whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life, and those are the ones which bear witness of me. And you will not come to me, that you may have life. I do not receive glory from men. But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another will come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, who receive glory one of another, and the glory that comes from the only God, you do not seek? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father, there is one who accuses you, even Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?